Joining us now, though, is our special correspondent, Luke Creasy. And Luke, time to introduce us to this week's standout athlete of the week.
It's in their four-year varsity starter. This one's Sydney Nestor from Tucker County High School, one of the most prolific scorers in that school's history, and a good, you know, student athlete by the true form of the word. It seems like every time we get, you know, a student athlete on here, it's above a 4.0. I can't count above four sometimes when I was in high school, so it's good to see student athletes like this excel on and off the court.
She is someone who, and let's be honest, many times when you hear the word leader, you think of a vocal leader. She's more of a lead by example type of person.
Yeah, and last week we heard from Cole Honecker, and he, you know, was put in a situation where he had to lead more by what he said with the injury he was facing. But Sydney Nestor, a completely different story. She knows what it means to be a leader on that team, what it means that what basketball in the community means there for her, and she really, you know, uses, you know, how she plays and how she carries herself to lead that team.
If you have ever been to Tucker County, West Virginia, and know the challenges of just the way everything is there, from the mountains and the snow and the cold and the elevation, you realize that getting to Tucker County High School is a challenge. It's up on top of a hill outside of Parsons. Not a hill, it's a mountain. And she's still able to get there early before school and able to get into the gym before school starts.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the assistant coaches, Coach Eckel, and he said, you know, sometimes she's here when the teachers report. And to me, that's remarkable, because, you know, high school students don't like to get up. And, you know, in the morning, school starts too early. But here's Sydney in the gym getting up some extra shots. And anybody who knows basketball knows how valuable those extra shots can be at times.
Yeah, going up off Seneca Trail there, that's a haul. But nonetheless, she's also someone who's grown up in a culture of basketball. Coach Marone can also vouch for this. Tucker County has a long, strong tradition of girls basketball, and this is someone who has really kind of embraced that.
Hey, Coach Eckel, and you'll hear from him more in just a few minutes, but he really talked about, you know, what the program at Tucker County High School means to those feeder schools, the middle schools that they get to see these high school girls play. Maybe they don't get to see basketball at a higher level than that, and Sydney really embraces that, takes time to, you know, get to know some of these younger girls in the feeder schools and really, you know, pour into them in that way.
Luke now has more with our standout athlete of the week, Sydney Nestor of Tucker County High School.
It's good to have an ego, but not be an ego. But when one can set aside one's ego for the betterment of the community and the people around them, it stands out. Sydney Nestor is on her way to athletic immortality at Tucker County High School, but she doesn't let that get in the way of her giving back to those in her home county. Her altruism makes Sydney this week's Basketball Friday Night in West Virginia's standout athlete of the week. As a junior, Nestor eclipsed 1,000 points in her career at Tucker County High School this past year. She has the chance to become the all-time leading scorer in the school's history this year. Assistant girls basketball coach Shane Eckel says that Nestor has done much more than be prolific on the court during her time at Tucker County High School.
Does those kind of things in the basketball realm, but she's also very active in the community as one of our FCA advisors as a senior. She's been a member for 4 years.
Coach Eckel is a sponsor for Fellowship of Christian Athletes at the high school and has witnessed Nestor put aside her ego and dedicate her time and energy towards helping younger generations in community outreach events.
One of my personal favorites is called Dress an Angel. We sponsor different kids throughout our middle school programs, and we make lists of things they would need, like clothes and toys, and then we have the student body sign up and bring in things, and we wrap them, and then they send them off so they can open them up for Christmas.
It's a small role, but Coach Eckel says Nestor's involvement with FCA builds character that translates to the basketball court. It's what allows her to put aside personal gain for the team to be at its strongest.
It's very powerful for her to come in and look at some of our freshmen and go, listen, you need to be in the weight room. Here's how we act, and here's how we do things at Tucker County High School. And, you know, those girls see her doing that, so they fall in line. And
as she's watched her time with the Lady Mountain Lions pass, Sydney's role on the team has evolved dramatically. She was once in the same shoes as the underclassmen on the team with her now. It's her job to develop the next edition of Sydney Nestor.
My role has changed over the years, but as a senior, I know where those freshmen have what they feel, how they've been, and I'm just trying to personally help them not do little things that I had mistakes on, and help them so they can bypass those.
As stated earlier, it's good to have an ego, but not be an ego. Nestor entered her senior year with a team-first mentality. Though she realizes what personal milestones sit at the end of the regular season, there's a greater destination, and Coach Echols says Nestor can't make it happen on her own.
You know, they want to go down there, and we want to compete in Charleston, and I think, you know, that's kind of helped driven, and she's kind of gotten a couple of her other senior friends to really work hard and kind of help get a nucleus together for us to be a better squad top to bottom. And, you know, that's one of the things that stands out for her. She would be just as happy giving somebody else an assist to get the points as long as the team does well.
Through 8 games, the Tucker County Mountain Lions are one of only 3 unbeaten squads in girls Class 1A. Though it may not be the only reason her team has been perfect going into the month of January, no doubt Cindy Nestor's selfless leadership has been a major asset. For Basketball Friday Night in West Virginia, I'm Special Correspondent Luke Creasy.
Thank you so much, Luke, and we'll go right back to the phone lines to Eric Little in just a second, but I wanted to bring Coach Marone in on this because I know that there were years where Tucker County was just a powerhouse in Class AA at the time in girls basketball, and that's a program that I don't think it's necessarily fallen off. It's still got a very good girls basketball tradition, though.
Yeah, they're in Charleston almost yearly, and Sydney Nestor's one of the ones that have taken the torch and run with it. David Kyle was the coach there for several years and won several championships, won 3 in a row. We tangled with them a few times, and they've got a great program, but the community support there, as I mentioned, is great, and it's kids like Sydney Nestor that really keep things going. And I love the way that she talked about helping the younger kids to step into her shoes, so when she moves on, Lady Mountain Lion basketball continues on.
That's how you keep a program going.
That's right.
But right now, it's time to meet our standout athlete of the week. She is a senior at Tucker County High School. One of the more prolific scorers in Tucker County High School history, carries a 4.0, better than a 4.0 because she's in advanced placement courses, and a 4-year starter, has led the Lady Mountain Lions to what is currently an undefeated start to the season. She is Sydney Nestor. She joins us now on the program. And Sydney, first off, congratulations on being this week's Basketball Friday Night in West Virginia Standout Athlete of the Week.
Thank you very much.
All right, we've been talking here about the tradition that goes through Tucker County High School, and what a tradition-rich program that is in girls basketball. That's one you grew up around. Tell me about when you grow up in that program, in that community, one that has so much support for its athletic teams. What's that like to know that, you know, when you were a little girl, you go, one day I'm going to be in that jersey, I'm going to be on that floor, and I'm going to be the one playing these big games?
Well, it's a really great feeling. Our community is so supportive, and just seeing the athletes grow as they continue to go through high school, it's just an amazing feeling to know that I'm one that's getting to go through this athletics program and get to influence younger basketball players.
Your team is 8-0 on the season, and just tell me a little bit about how it has gone compared to what perhaps you thought it would from an expectation standpoint. Real quick, you have a win over a Triple-A opponent in Martinsburg. You went on the road and beat them earlier this season. Just tell me about some of these games that you've been able to win to this point, and your outlook for the remainder of the season with a very tough game coming up with Frankfort this week.
Yes. All my teammates have been working extremely hard, and that big victory against Martinsburg really boosted our confidence. Everybody has been working hard and shooting better. Our percentage is way better than it's been in probably 4 years. All the girls have just been really motivated and working on our team goal and striving.
I don't know that a lot of people around West Virginia who haven't been through Tucker County can really appreciate the mountainous terrain. They are the Mountain Lions for a reason. But we understand that you get in the gym before school starts even to get some extra shots up. And quite frankly, I've been through Tucker County. I've been through Parsons and through Hamilton and then up 219 right by Tucker County High School. It can be a trick to get up there in the winter.
Oh, it's always a trip. But I have a little bit of an advantage over a lot of players because both my parents work at the high school, so I just ride up with them every morning, and anytime you can get up shots I want to. I just want to keep working hard and work on the goal.
Well, Sydney, this is Coach Marone, and like I said, you all are off to a great start. I know your goals involve, challenging for a state title there in Charleston, and your all schedule really picks up. We mentioned the Frankfort game. You've got some other games coming up, particularly Wheeling Central, which I know a lot of people have kind of got penciled in as one of the contenders. How important is it for you all throughout the season to kind of test yourself against the top teams? Then when you get in the tournament, you'd be more prepared.
Well, you always got to test yourself. Anytime you beat a great opponent, it's just a confidence booster. And just when you can get that under your belt, then you just feel the energy. If you have to play them again, you know, I can beat this team. And it's so much easier for you when it comes down to when you're in Charleston.
Sydney, this is Jill Emlin. I'm looking at your schedule, and you've gone, by the time you play Frankfort, you've gone almost 2 weeks without a game. How does that affect your mind, just, practicing day in and day out without getting on the court against an opponent?
Well, it's a little frustrating because I love to play basketball, and it's a great feeling. But our practices we're making them competitive, like it's a game. And so I feel like the more competitive our practices are, it's going to make the games easier. And when it comes to the next game, everybody's going to be excited and ready to go.
Well, Sydney, as someone who went through this as, when I was in school, you don't want to look too far ahead because you want to go day by day and kind of enjoy all this as you go. But at the same time, graduation's about 4 to 5 months away now already. You're getting close to that. What are your plans after high school?
I haven't really made plans for sure. I mean, I've thought about maybe playing college basketball and going for a career in maybe physical therapy.
That's definitely something that that a lot of folks need, and it's something that a lot of folks use. There's always a market for that. Sydney Nestor, our standout athlete of the week from Tucker County. Once again, congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us here on Basketball Friday Night in West Virginia.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.